Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And folks, you tell us at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Just put that right there in your speed dial. Give us a jingle. Tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Right into the hub of the What's On Your Mind radio network. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire. Kevin Flynn has got his hand on the phone waiting for you to give us a jingle. 701-271-1100. AM 1100, the flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Between those two signals, my gosh, you can hear us in Mars. Don't forget the apps, the podcasts, the replays. Lots of ways for you to listen. AM 1090 KTGO, the flag in the Bakken. And KLTC and Dickerson got the Western Edge covered as well for you on What's On Your Mind. Tell me what's on your mind today. A couple things have been on my mind lately I want to begin with. One is, you know, we have the one-year, do you call it an anniversary? I don't know that, you know, I always say this. Anytime an event of any magnitude happens, I think people that cover this in, like, newsrooms, they start dreaming about the one-year anniversary. Oh, I wonder if I could get this for him. I want to talk. The one-year anniversary is just kind of a lazy news thing to do, right? It's the one-year anniversary today. But, you know, and then what do you do? The two-year, the three-year, the five-year, the ten-year, whatever. Well, today's actually a one-year commemoration, I guess, a sad milestone that doesn't get anywhere near the attention that the one-year commemoration that has consumed the news this week did. I'm speaking of Cody Holte, the Grand Forks Police Department officer who was called to assist on a situation and ends up losing his life, which law enforcement can do any time. It's like signing up for the military. You sign up for a police academy, you know every shift could be your last because you are putting yourself on the front line. So I know Grand Forks has flags at half staff today. Thank you, Mayor Bochansky, for that. But the rest of the country is at flags at half staff because of workplace violence, which, you know, this they call them mass shootings now. I think mass shootings are Minneapolis-St. Paul on any given weekend. Really, the body count is the mass shooting, isn't it? How many people have ended up dead because we are so woke about police departments now? We are changing the rules of engagement. By the way, it's happening in Minnesota. The use of deadly force rules in Minnesota have changed because of George Floyd not listening to law enforcement.
Yeah.
You now cannot have a North Dakota or South Dakota law enforcement officer go into Minnesota to help save lives, to do what they do, to get in front of the bullets because the deadly force rules have changed.
Let's be honest. When it comes to the drive-bys, the only time we hold a shooter responsible is when it's a law enforcement officer. Otherwise, it's the gun or the manufacturers.
Isn't
or
that
the
true?
Ammo or the NRA or never the criminal. Never the criminal.
Maybe we should outlaw knees.
Can't do that. There you go. Yeah.
Knees should be outlawed.
There you go.
I don't defend Derek Chauvin, and I think that, you know, most law enforcement officers saw that and said, you dipstick.
Yep.
You know, why are you doing it? And I also think it's worthy of looking at this guy's file, which was full of excessive force things. And guess what? He was still on the job because of why? The police union. The police union and collective bargaining. So it is tougher to, you know, same thing with teachers, same thing with professors. They hide behind unions who say, you can't hold anybody accountable. Sorry. Thank you very much. So if you want to get to reform, it's not police reform. It's police union reform that we ought to get to. Let the police officers, the good ones, that 99.9% of the time interact with people and do a great job. But I don't know. What happened to the art of silence? Is that sort of a lost art now? Everybody has to say something about something. And I realize I'm saying this as a talk show host.
Social media changed all that.
But it is like, wow. Every human tragedy requires, especially elected officials, man, if they don't say anything, they clearly are okay with what that police officer did to George Floyd, right? Unless you said something, where's your statement? And we had the Fargo mayor and the Fargo police chief feel a need to say, we welcome everybody into Fargo because of the George Floyd anniversary. Really? We have to say this in a press release? I think Fargo's a pretty good example of welcoming people from all race, creed, color, from all across the globe. And sometimes we do it at the expense of additional burdens on schools and law enforcement because we're bending over backwards to say we're welcoming. And what they've done is made every true tragedy less of a tragedy. And this idea of lowering the flag for something other than a momentous event, like a 9/11 attack, like our soldiers overseas being attacked and killed by putting themselves in harm's way. Now it's for everything. It means nothing anymore.
And to dilute the meaning.
It means nothing anymore.
So many things.
You agree or disagree? Tim Walz, the government of Minnesota, this guy gets the pander prize, man. He is the king of pander. 9 minutes and 34 minutes of silence for the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. That, by the way, if you get to the small print, is to prove we're not racist. The 9 minutes and 34 seconds is to prove you're not a racist. You can say you're not a racist, but unless you observed a moment of silence from someone, by the way, who did not deserve to die, I don't think he... I know he didn't. I believe in my heart he didn't deserve to die.
And he wouldn't have died if he just listened to the officer and complied.
And as bad as Derek Chauvin was in his decision-making that day, he didn't get up that day and say, I'm going to kill George Floyd.
Nope.
I'm going to murder the guy. You know, it's just unbelievable. One thing I want to say about Minnesota while we're on the topic. There's now an incentive for you to get the vaccine. You can go to the state fair. What other goodies do I get if I get a vaccine in Minnesota?
You'd go to a state park.
A state park?
Yeah.
Well, I can go anyway.
Or a state fair.
It's for free? Or what, are you going to give me a free card?
I'm sure they'll gather more prizes, Renaissance Festival, who knows.
You're going to be willing to go to the state fair given their police chief resigned and that's now becoming the next target for possible unrest?
Knowing Walls, he'll give all the tickets away and then he'll cancel the state fair.
You're telling the state fair chief police? Resigned? The state fair has a police chief? I didn't know that. And he resigned why, Todd?
That I don't know. All I know is, here we go, we're around the corner from the fair. My guess is probably not exactly getting the support they need.
I grew up looking forward to seeing that giant mound of butter every year at the Minnesota State Fair.
All right.
Getting free stuff, going to the WCCO booth and getting to see, Boone and Erickson and Howard Viking and, Steve Cannon and all those legendary voices. Then go over to KDWB and see Trudon Blue.
The TDB.
East Grand Forks, Minnesota native, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of the big names. And I love the Minnesota State Fair, but they've wrecked that like they've wrecked everything. It's a woke fest. It's just, and now, I mean, should we be doing incentives for vaccines? I mean, is that creepy at all? Is that creepy
at
all?
Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, again, what happened to health freedom? What happened to HIPAA? What happened to...
My body, my choice?
Right. Yeah, that's gone. That only works if you want to kill a baby.
Yep.
I just, I don't get it. I don't get it. And if I have misread this somehow and you have a better approach at this, please enlighten me today on the program. A couple of things on my mind. Now I want to know what's on yours. Let's go to Wyoming first, shall we, guys? Todd, Kev?
Yeah, anytime.
Chris and Daniel?
Love Wyoming.
I do, too. A lot of open air, a lot of like-minded folks in Wyoming. And Mike wanted to weigh in on the What's On Your Mind radio network today. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Scott? I totally agree with the whole George Floyd thing. I don't think that man should have died, but I also don't think that man lived. You know, Nancy Pelosi said they wanted to pass a law that reflected his values. Well, I'm sorry, but he did a lot of things wrong in his life, and I don't think a man deserves to die for that, but I don't think we need to pass laws in a man's name for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's his choice. It's his choice, that led to his death. Poor choices led to his death. I mean, let's just say that, right? Let's just talk, plain and simple. Poor choices is how he got in that position. Doesn't mean everything Derek Chauvin did that day was lily white and perfect. I don't know that I would have done it differently, having been through the whatever hour plus endeavor with someone clearly spun up on drugs and having superhuman strength. But did he do it longer than he needed to? Whatever. The problem is, what makes me sick about it is people are using George Floyd. They're using George Floyd. They're exploiting his family. You know, Biden giving him a flag, having him there on the 1 year anniversary, and like some hero status for these people because the guy was on drugs and passed counterfeit and needed a police encounter. And by the way, one other thing that strikes me as a little odd, Mike Lindell is dismissed as a whack job crack addict, right? I mean, he was an addict, and he'll forever be an addict in the eyes of people that don't like him politically. But George Hero was every bit that addict, and now he's even a superhero because of what he did that day. It makes no sense whatsoever. And we need to be vocal about that. Mike, I'll let you talk about the vaccine. You actually want to mention that. Coming up next on What's Up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is the part of the show where we make you hungry. If I had to pick from all of these, I'd probably say West Main Avenue, West Fargo is going to be my spot today because it's macaroni and beef hot dish. And I've never, ever had a bad macaroni and beef hot dish serving, ever. Especially Petrol Serve USA, where the home cooking that comes with grab-and-go convenience is done just right every time. Valley City off exit 292, I-94 today's pulled pork or French dip sandwich. The meatloaf dinner, just hop off at the Harwood exit on I-29 north of Fargo. And you'll see immediately the Petrol Serve USA right there on the east side of the interchange. Teriyaki Chicken on 12th Avenue North and I-29. Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue today. The Beef Hot Dish in Glendon. And the Chicken Pot Pie in Ulan. Petrol Serve USA, tell them Scott sent you. Finishing up with Mike in Wyoming here on What's on Your Mind. Mike, you wanted to mention something about vaccines before we finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, the more they keep pushing the vaccine and want to give me free stuff and want to do this and do that, the less I want to take it. I mean, my wife's in the medical field, and this is still emergency use authorized vaccine. It's not fully authorized. It hasn't been fully tested. If you read some of the things they put out, it said it will be fully tested. Will be. Well, I'm not willing to put a will be fully tested vaccine into my 3, 6, and 12-year-old kids. And I'm not putting it in my body, and my wife's not willing to do it in hers. And I know many medical field people that aren't doing it either. And if my father-in-law, he's in his 70s, and my mother-in-law is in her 70s, and they took it because they like to travel and they don't want to get dealt with and be bothered. But I just don't quite understand why everybody's jumping on this bandwagon to get this thing. And they're sending in hundreds of millions of doses to Africa who barely had any cases because they're all taking malaria drugs over the counter.
Which, by the way, are cheap and therefore public enemy number one to Big Pharma. But here's the deal. I don't want to advocate one way or other on vaccines. I just think it's a personal decision. I think, you know, there's enough doctors I know that have taken it, their families have taken it, their kids have taken it, that they believe that it's not anything that's going to be long-term harmful. We've talked to my friend Dr. Mike LeBeau. I mean, that guy saved more lives than any president of any hospital ever, I think. President of Bismarck Sanford, and he talks about the technology behind the vaccine development, talks about the wicked fast process that Donald Trump lit up. Donald Trump has taken the vaccine. Donald Trump's White House took the vaccine. I don't sit there and agree with every bad thing. I think in any vaccine is going to be people that have side effects, and because we poke everybody, regardless of their condition, we've seen more of that than other. I just think it's a personal decision. You should decide for yourself. And, by the way, do it with solid science. Do your own research. We have some guys coming up here in a little bit from a Sound Mind documentary. That's the name of their company. But they've done this film called Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty. And they are challenging the narrative around the pandemic, and they have done it with a scientific debate and real data, right? And so these are the things I think are most important to this. Just decide for yourself. Now, you speak of your 3, 6, and 12-year-olds. For the life of me, I can't see where that makes sense. Again, your own personal decision, and sometimes your decisions are motivated by having to see loved ones and know that if you don't get the vaccine, you can't see loved ones, and then you say, I'm not going through that. You just got to make your own decisions. But kids, who 99.99% of the time, if they do get COVID, barely know, don't have any symptoms, and survive every time, and the therapies that are there, I'm with you, Mike. It's just do your own research. Don't listen to some radio talk shows, to some caller do a radio talk shows, or even, Tim Walz, who wants to give you free goodies so you can take the vaccine. Take it into your own hands. Stop being sheeple about this stuff. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Tim Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to throw something out there. I'm a member of the Freedom Riders Northside Club, and we go out and we visit our club brothers' grave sites every year and put crosses on and stuff. And we've noticed the last few years that we went out that there's a lot of Vietnam vet or Korean vets, also World War One and World War Two vets that have headstone markers that are basically covered up. And all I ask is that when people are out visiting loved ones, look at the ground, and if you see one of those, clean them off. We found a couple up there north of Kmart, and we try to clean them up every year, and they've actually sunk into the ground. And it's just a shame that these men and women gave their lives for us and our freedom, and they're forgotten about. So I just wanted to send out a friendly reminder.
Amen. And I would hope the cemeteries would do a little better job of keeping tabs on that. But, if you can help. I love the idea, Tim. And I know that the United Patriotic Bodies, it's called, it's a Minnesota-North Dakota group that does a lot of work in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. Do a lot of ceremonies. They have literally ceremonies about every half hour at every cemetery that has veterans in Fargo, Moorhead, Harwood, Sabin. They're everywhere. They put flags tonight on every military grave in the cemeteries of Fargo, Moorhead. And so then at least you know where they're at. But I'm 100% with you. If you see that, take it on yourself to fix it. And thanks for doing that, Tim, because those are the folks we honor on Memorial Day. Absolutely. Appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Dickinson and Dakota. Hi, Dakota. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I just wanted to cover on how you were speaking about freedom of choice with the vaccine. See, I'm by no means someone that delves into the realm of what people call conspiracies or whatever, but I really do believe in my heart that there's kind of a nefarious agenda going on with this thing, because like I said, people have been dying since the beginning of time. It's part of human nature, and nobody ever forced anybody to take the flu vaccine, but now they're, like I said, giving sentiment to get the COVID vaccine. It's almost like there's a whole nother, I think it has to do with eventually chipping away people's free thought and to get them ready to strip them of their liberty. I just wanted to mention that. I agree 100%. I won't take the vaccine, so if anybody's out there listening, you know, I believe in God's will. And then two, the whole open borders, population replacement, Tucker Carlson covered a lot of that. And then if people really want to do research on the vaccine and you really want to get in deep and dirty, there's a lot of nurses out there that are forefront on the medical field, God bless them, and there's a lot of them coming out talking about the vaccine. And if you go on the website BitChute, that's BitChute, 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 and then go into the search bar, just type in COVID-19 vaccine. And there's all kind of research out there from doctors from Italy, Germany, Poland, Ireland, England, all those places, and they're basically coming out with the truth on this vaccine. But that's basically all I had to say. So,
thank you, Dakota. Appreciate your call. And again, you've taken the time to find some research that leads you to a decision. This is called America. I tend to agree with you. I'm not a conspiracy type at all. I don't run around seeing black helicopters and considering the worst. I just miss freedom. I miss freedom where America is about, look, I can do it. And I've said all throughout this COVID thing, look, if you come into this afraid to die, then you're going to be in fear. You're not going to make smart decisions. You're going to be, cowering in the corner. It's no way to live.
Amen.
And the effects of this are going to live for decades. They really are. If you were trying to say, hey, I wonder if we did this, the people would just follow like sheep. It's been a good trial run for them. That's for sure. Very successful. More coming up.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
On your mind, 28-410, going to South Dakota in a moment. Then we're going to talk with the filmmakers from Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty. You'll enjoy this on the program. It dovetails very nicely what we're talking about this very moment with the latest incentive program. Kevin lives in Minnesota, so I think you're going to the state fair for free, bud.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Get on it.
I'd have to get the vaccine, though, right?
You would. But okay. I mean, it's the idea here is that
pay for my ticket.
This will incentivize you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass.
You're going to pay for your own tickets.
Thank you so much for the offer, but I'll pass.
Hey, get a pen ready. I have a number for you, a text word and a number, because I want to tell you about this. Recently, Facebook put a ban on former President Trump, and they're going to look at it in 6 months. And decide whether or not to keep this going. What do you think? Should Facebook continue its ban on Trump? That's a good idea, right? Newsmax wants to know your opinion. You can vote in the Newsmax poll. Text this word, ZONE, to 39747. ZONE to 39747. Take seconds. Let Facebook know. Newsmax puts the poll results out. They'll share them. And Fox News is soon to be in the rearview mirror of Newsmax. They are closing in, folks. Forbes, in fact, is calling Newsmax a news powerhouse. It is the fourth largest cable news channel already. I love it. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is great. Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, just some of the recent guests. They're on all the major cable systems. Check your cable guide, but beware. Midco customers can't get Newsmax right now. Midco has 11 liberal news channels carried, but not Newsmax. So if you're a Midco customer, call them, tell them you want Newsmax, or you could switch. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Should Trump be back on Facebook? Just text ZONE to 39747. 39747. Before I go to our guest, Todd in Columbia, South Dakota. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. Top of the morning to you guys. Say, of all the hosts that we've tried from 11 to 2, Scott Berg has probably got to be the worst.
I don't even know who Scott Berg is. Maybe you've confused him with me. Am I the worst?
No, Chris, the one that's going on this week. Local guy up there, Chris Berg.
Let me just tell the rest of the audience what's going on here. Rush Limbaugh, as we know, sadly passed away earlier this year. And the program was replaced with a Rush legacy program with guide hosts, kind of bringing you through Rush's wisdom day to day. We had an outpouring of folks concerned about that on the radio, so we said on our stations, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090, we're going to give the audience some other options to listen to. And the week you're talking about this week is with Chris Berg, who is a local host who does Point of View on West Dakota Fox on Bismarck and also on KX4 in this end of the state, and he's been the host. I got a lot of positive feedback on it, and this is the first negative call I've gotten on it. What don't you like about Chris?
Well, I didn't like the fact that he had a moment of silence for George Floyd yesterday. I mean, come on. This is a conservative radio station. And then when he was asked about if the election was stolen, he danced all around that. Like, well, you haven't, obviously he hasn't watched Absolute Proof and Absolute Interference.
You know, I didn't hear either of those instances, but I would just tell you this. The conservative credentials of Chris Berger are not in question. There's no doubt about that. I think we've got to be careful here when we get into the cancel culture, because we didn't like one thing here or one thing there, especially when the totality of somebody's work speaks for itself. You know, that's not just something I'd ask you to consider a little bit, Todd. We have to get to our guests, so we've got some filmmakers on the phone today. We got all three guys here? This is pretty amazing. The filmmakers behind Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty, Alan, Matt, and John of Sound Miner here. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you guys a part of this. And thank you for doing this documentary, because there's not much out there like this. This is bold. This is going into a space you won't find on the alphabet soup of networks or even most cable channels this day. What are you hoping comes out of Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty, gentlemen? Anybody go that wants to take this?
Sure. Well, I mean, first and foremost, Follow the Science on Lockdown and Liberty. I mean, we want to examine the tensions that are between the mainstream narrative that we all have our doubts about and really give voice to those challenging it. We want to dive deeply into the data. We have a strong suspicion that the data was not presented in the best light to justify a lot of policies, these lockdown policies that we've all been that have effectively disrupted our lives and made damaged a lot of our nation at large, and we want to focus largely on the American landscape of how these lockdowns change things, why they were implemented, and does the data support it, and we want to give an opportunity for that data to be revealed.
All right, and was that John, Matt, or Alan
speaking?
Alan, okay. Now, so, Matt, I'm going to go to you. What is the data you think most jumps off the documentary here, jumps off the page that people need to know about?
I think some of the data in particular that indicates, I mean, a lot of it seems to indicate that there doesn't seem to be any correlation to lockdowns, mask mandates, as far as correlation to drop in infections and drop in deaths or anything. And in fact, there's, you know, oftentimes it's a total lack of correlation, which certainly means there is no connection there of any kind. They did nothing. And of course, we know the damage they did. So, very pointless policies, very damaging policies, but also in some cases it seems to have maybe even had a negative impact. So we're going to explore and investigate that, ultimately that data, I mean, that's sort of the linchpin that, you know, maybe makes the case the strongest to really, really show that these policies should never have been implemented and they should never be implemented again in the future. And that's hopefully, you know, we can really bring that message and do it with solid science and data behind it.
By the way, these guys have a crowdfunding page. We're going to post it on our social media today to get this thing off the ground. And the reason I'm calling them by their first names only is the cancel culture, when you're a filmmaker, is very real. So they are anonymous with this project. And just talking about the production company, Sound Mind Creative Group, that is putting this forward because they want to work again. But that's just another reason, I think, crowdfunding and other examples of what, you know, what the sad part of this is. If you are part of the woke culture, money is never an issue. I mean, people throw money at you from every, shadowy, crazy group out there, from eco-terrorists to, Big Pharma, all these people, they can get all the money they want. But try and do something that's a little counterculture, that's a little bit different than the narrative, but boy, oh boy, you need to be anonymous. It's kind of sad. John, you tell me, what do you think will be the most important thing that will come out of your documentary?
The goal is really to shift the conversation with this, to give
give people who already are skeptical of these policies the ammunition they need to push back against them if they're implemented again, and also to hopefully throw some doubt into the minds of people who have supported these policies and make them question whether they should have been implemented and again, if they should be implemented again. Our hope is to shift the conversation enough that come fall, if there's a rise in cases again, that the politicians will have a more difficult time implementing them than they did this past year.
Follow the science on lockdowns and liberty. It is a crucial film getting the science out there. Taking this on head on, they want to raise $300,000, which in films is not that much money, but they're only about 25% of the way. Here's a little bit of the trailer on this.
The comment is, will people listen to scientists?
We've got to follow the science.
We follow the science.
We'll follow the science.
We realized that it was not about the science, that it was all political.
I'm very worried about the future of science. If this continues with censoring certain scientific views, then I think we have reached the end of 300 years of enlightenment.
You know, it's not unreasonable for the average American to look around and be skeptical. You know, and it's not unpatriotic to want to look at this thing from all sides and kick the tires.
Only essential businesses will be functioning.
We are announcing a regional stay-at-home order in the state of California, fundamentally predicated on the need to stop gathering with people outside of your household.
We should be implementing this social distancing or physical separation, which in many respects means staying at home to the extent possible.
You have these ridiculous arbitrary rules. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Fauci's out. Yeah, the evidence now shows that 6 feet can be reduced to three. Yeah? I mean, can you even begin to take a person like this seriously?
Close your business to protect yourself and society. It's the right thing to do. Destroying your livelihood and staying committed to going deep enough into poverty for long enough so we'll eventually give you a little bit of money is a financial plan you can trust.
Trust the public health experts.
We will never do any of these lockdowns again.
And it's when you get into the data of lockdowns and of restrictions and of the effectiveness of the various measures that you come to this repeated finding. Everybody is turning up the same finding, that the measures do nothing. It's not that they do less than expected, they do nothing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling Florida's reopening very concerning.
There's no doubt in my mind that when you compare those states, those cities, those locations that implemented significant public health measures, it does make a difference, and you should be assured of that.
Here you have North Dakota, South Dakota appearing. North Dakota, lockdown, business restrictions, mask mandates. South Dakota, none of the above.
But the harms of the lockdowns, and I could go on, and I won't do it right now, but include to children, to working class people, especially to minorities, to single parent homes. This is heinous abuse of the term public health to introduce lockdowns.
Tonight it's the growing fate facing millions of Americans. Lines stretching from coast to coast, from families trying to find their next meal.
And to see a mom walk through the door with her three little kids, and they're looking around, and mom's struggling. She's never done this before either. That's something that really, really hits you.
Follow the science on lockdowns and liberty. Just a little piece of the trailer. We'll put that up so you can watch the whole thing. But it gives you an idea of just, again, people in their own words on this. More of these three filmmakers that you can help on the program when we come back. Brought to you today by Pipers. Don't forget the big America's Land Auctioneer radio show, 7 a.m. on Saturdays. Always, always a worthwhile show to listen on these very radio stations. Also, some great auctions coming up. The Midwest Upper Midwest Equipment Auction. Put this on your calendar for June 15th. Details at Pipers.com. It's a timed online auction. And to find out more, pipers.com or give
them a call. The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at northstarag.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year. The signature sale with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by A.J. Thompson and Sons. And all of us in the real world that watch Bottom Lines are always looking for expenses to be more manageable, to bring a little certainty to your bottom line, right? To know, hey, what is that going to be? Can I just trust that it's going to be there? And if you have major mechanical issues in your business, that can be a real budget wrecker, right? Well, the folks at H.A. Thompson Sub have for decades been dealers and the franchise for the Link service team. And what they do now is manage the heating and cooling systems and some mechanical systems of about 1,000 buildings now throughout the region. And those folks enjoy certainty in the bottom line. And if something breaks down, H.A. Thompson & Sons replaces it. And they maintain it. And they take all that on, and you have one static price. It is working for a lot of and a growing number of folks in the region. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Great video there to follow how this works. Or call them at 223-3393, hatandsons.com. 100 years plus of great service. The legacy of H.A. Thompson and Sons lives on. All right, one more short bit of this clip, Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty. Then I want to hear from Alan, Matt, and John, the filmmakers here. And then we're going to get to Chad and Fargo. And also want to tell you, Oasis Petroleum has the 24-7 hotline. If you hear something you have a comment on and you don't want to wait, you just want to get on your pronto, you can go to 855-200-1776 anytime, 855-200-1776, and just punch the number for the Be the Buffalo hotline and let her rip. Tell us what we need to hear, folks, and be the Buffalo. I think I'm having a little Tony Fauci withdrawal here. I think I need a little more Tony Fauci.
Hey, this has nothing to do with liberties, Dana. This is a public health issue. It's not a civil liberties issue.
We can be a safety-first country, but only for very, very, very short periods of time. And then we're reminded that the chief goal of living is not to merely stay alive.
If you are not seeing that the very underpinnings of our civilization are under threat, then I beg you to consider. We have a choice. We've been pushed up against the precipice. Are we going to be pushed off, or are we going to push back?
Wow. This is amazing. Again, this is a collection of things that have been out there. You don't get much of that in the media. You get the Tony Fauci and everything. I think his clip about this isn't about liberty. It has nothing to do with civil liberties. Oh, I see. So as long as I say it's a public health issue, I can shred your liberty. Tony Fauci says that as a member of the Trump administration and the Biden administration. Founding fathers are spinning in their graves, folks. Whenever it's not about liberty in the United States of America, this isn't the United States of America. Alan, Matt, and John, filmmakers creating this documentary, Follow the Science on Lockdowns and Liberty. Let's talk a little bit about liberty being destroyed, lives being destroyed by political policies of the past year. What would you say is the worst of that? Alan, I'll start with you. What's been the worst of the of the examples where we've just absolutely shredded liberty and gone with a political policy that has the founding fathers spinning in their grave?
Well, I mean, thanks, Chris. I mean, it's a broad array of stories. I mean, everyone has had a very personal experience with it. The liberties have been limited, but we see a critical aspect of the project really collecting the emotional stories of every individual in this country whose lives have been severely disrupted or destroyed by these policies. I mean, people who have not received critical medical care, children who have lost precious time in developing skills to pursue their dreams, children who are suffering mentally because of the strict confines of the stay-at-home orders, people whose life's work has disappeared down the drain as businesses fail, people who have missed out on important opportunities because their life savings are being depleted. I mean, everyone's having these... rising substance abuse, rising suicide rates, elderly dying alone, people not being allowed to gather and pursue their faith or whatever they want to get together for, because that's the nature of this country, was to be able to communicate freely and express freely without the government coming down on us. And the way Fauci has just subverted the entire nature of civil rights issues and just say, oh, it's a public health issue, and doesn't even allow the discussion to happen, is a real problem. And we feel that everyone's personal stories will help do that. We want to highlight that in this film.
Yeah, good for you. Matt, a favorite personal story you plan on featuring in the film?
Yeah, well, you know, I think some of them that we've heard and we've have, you know, on our website, soundmindcreativegroup.com, you know, people have been coming there and submitting stories of their own stories or stories they've heard of. And some of them that really resonated with me. There's been some, as far as, you know, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and suicide, and all of that kind of wrapped together, in particular with the lockdowns, that seems to have really aggravated people suffering with addictions, people not being able to get the kind of help that they need when they need it, or not be able to continue their programs, and that's led to a lot of tragic incidences, and I'm sure, you know, we're going through various ones. We'll be looking at different ones, and depending, you know, on what works out for the film, we're certainly going to highlight those stories. It's absolutely unnecessary and tragic.
John, last word. You got about 20 seconds.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We really hope people get behind us on this project. We feel like this is a critical story that must get out there. So please go to our fundraising page, fundraiser.com. That's RAZR.com. Follow the science. And we're building a community of people there who are like-minded in opposing these lockdowns.
Yeah, good for you. Glad that the facts are going to be out there and, you know, counter this woke fake news enterprise, folks. We'll have that up on Facebook, too. Thanks, gentlemen. More coming up. Chad Fargo, Robert and Dickinson, we're back.
Attention, farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system.